I am with Karen Whalen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Serge.
So, how did you start focusing? How did you get into focusing?
I'll say two things. I had a spinal injury in 1990, and part of recovering from that was a decision to retrain. And I was retraining in the field of clinical psychology. I was doing cognitive psychology before then, and had just finished an aggressive training in Gestalt psychology, and was feeling sort of I'm feeling like I want to back up a little, so
sure.
I'll just go ahead and do that. What was missing from the Gestalt training for me, which it was this aggressive form. So I know that there are more recent developments of Gestalt, but it was sort of the older Fritz Perls kind of variety. Was a connection with the body that had helped me heal from my back injury. And there was something about having connected completely by chance because of my injury with body awareness that had helped me heal. And I was wanting to somehow find a way of connecting with that that body awareness in my work with clients. And I wasn't finding it in the Gestalt work, that the training that I received in Gestalt.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was kind of looking around. I was living in Toronto at the time, and I found, very much by accident, a focusing weekend training. And that was with Bala Jason. She was my first focusing teacher. And during the first or second attunement on that weekend, when she was inviting us to just be with ourselves and come to a sense of me being here right now and listening to that, the inner life there.
Mm-hmm.
I knew right away that I'd found something I wanted to do more of. So it was an experience of reconnecting with my body awareness that had helped me through the recovery from my back injury that I found again with focusing.
Mm.
So that was really how I discovered focusing and then decided to explore it. And I've continued exploring it. I keep learning. I keep exploring.
Yeah. So that really, from the experience of the recovery, with your back came that very profound need to have that gentle connection with your body.
Yeah.
And you have, continued to explore that, and this had led you to discover whole body focusing. So how did that come about?
Yeah. So after this weekend with Bala, I returned to several weekends, and did the trainer certification, and it was a focusing-oriented therapy kind of training that I did with Bala.
Mm-hmm.
That was really helpful. But at the same time, I had continued to explore the sort of more subtle body energy ways of being with my experience through Qigong and polarity therapy. These were really ways that I was maintaining my own health and staying connected with my body awareness. And so I continued to integrate Qigong and whole body awareness into my work with clients. And I called what I did whole body energy therapy, whole body energy psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, focusing was always at the center of what I did. It was an eclectic approach. I sort of, you know, I was using whatever worked with whatever client I was working with, but it was always coming back to subtle body awareness. And at a certain point, I was feeling that I was articulating something and wanting more support from the focusing community, so I contacted Kevin McKevenu.
Mm-hmm.
And asked him to mentor me in a coordinator training context 5 years ago. And well, Kevin asked me what it was I was doing, and I told him that I was doing something I called whole body energy psychotherapy, and he said, well, my goodness, and I'm doing something I call whole body focusing. And I said, you're kidding. And I'm not sure why I hadn't learned of him before. But in any case, after this initial conversation, he agreed to mentor me, and I've continued to deepen into an experience of a more and more subtle body awareness through this practice of whole body focusing and whole body focusing oriented therapy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, some of the words you use, you know, you use the word subtle, and you had talked about before ways of being with your experience. So maybe can you talk a little bit more about what it's like, you know, what you experienced first through Qigong and then through the eclectic approaches you've used and through whole body focusing, that subtle ways of being with your experience?
So your question is, how do I experience this directly?
Yeah.
Is this your question? Yeah. Okay. How do I experience a more subtle awareness of myself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So the entrance way or the doorway to a more subtle body awareness is through the living body. And so I call that just connecting to my living body through grounded presence.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like something very simple, like all of me is here sitting in the chair right now in my office in Scottsboro, Nova Scotia. And so I'm aware of my whole body here in the chair. My sitting bones are supported by the seat of the chair. And my feet are supported by the floor. And if I take a few breaths and let go a bit more into the support of the chair and the ground, I begin to notice more and more sensation in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And so my awareness, my choosing in this moment to be aware of my whole physical body and its contact points with the environment, the chair, the floor of my office, but also the space of this room, then my body begins to wake up more and more to itself. And so I can say right now, so my feet are feeling warm and they're tingling in a way that they weren't before.
Mm-hmm.
And as I pay attention to that, I notice that there's warmth and almost like a wave of warmth and tingling that's spreading right up my legs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to sort of breathe into this for another half a minute or so. And so I notice that now my pelvis is more aware of itself. So I'm noticing sensation in sitting bones. My hip joints are opening up some.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling really solid here. I'm both more solid than I was a moment before. I was a bit nervous about this phone call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more solid. I'm more relaxed. And, well, there are more and more things I could say to you. So mm-hmm. It's as though by connecting with my whole body awareness and the support points of the environment here, my body wakes up to itself and more information seems to come from the living body itself.
Mm-hmm. So it feels really very, very beautiful how, as you're sharing it, I'm also experiencing more of a sense of connection. And it feels very nice how you started it in a very, very down-to-earth, very simple way of connecting with your body in the moment and listening.
That's exactly it. It's this very simple way of connecting to the body, the living body, right now where I am. You mentioned the connection that you're noticing between us.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say a really foundational part of the therapeutic work I do with clients is that I begin from this connection, this simple connection with myself in this whole body way, what I call connecting with my living body.
Mm-hmm.
And from this experience of myself in this way, my client also begins to relax and begins to settle down. And so this is what I call grounded presence of the living body. And so when the client's body begins to settle down and it knows how to do that, it's getting an invitation from my own body that's settled down.
Mm-hmm.
Then the client has some space to be with something there and from a place that's connected to me. So there's an exchange of life, of energy that's happening between our two living bodies.
Yeah.
So the way that I'd work with a client is maintaining this quality of whole body connection with the client.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so it's at that moment what you're paying attention to is the sensation. And so sometimes we make a difference in focusing between felt sense and sensation. And in this case, it's very clearly the sensation, the physical body, just that listening to what's happening inside. We're not talking about a felt sense.
That's right. It begins as a physical sensation. We're talking about physical sensation now. The living body becomes more aware of itself because I've chosen to be aware of my living body in a whole body way.
Mm-hmm.
And these inner sensations in whole body focusing we call inner directed movements as the body awakens to its own aliveness, its own awareness. And it's out of these physical sensations that a felt sense will come.
Mm-hmm.
That something will emerge into my awareness that needs my attention right now. It could be my sore knee, or it could be an issue, some challenge that I'm facing right now, like caring for my elderly parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then a felt sense will come with that issue, with that something that wants my attention in a whole body way. But it emerges out of these physical sensations.
Yeah. So you've created that grounded presence that is capable of listening, of making space for this to emerge.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. It's really with what I call the living body and the subtle experience of the living body, I'm creating a spacious container for my experience to emerge. That's
mm-hmm.
exactly right. Yeah.
Hmm. So, you know, maybe can you talk about what this has brought you, either personally or in your practice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to. It's brought me so much. So I'll start with me,
mm-hmm.
because this all... It's this connection with myself that is supported through this process and what it's brought in my life that allows me to offer it then to others. So I'd say the first thing that it brings me, this practice of whole body awareness from grounded presence and this practice of whole body focusing, is I've got a solid, safe container for the self, for myself,
mm-hmm.
to be with anything that shows up in my life. And so it could be something I'm suffering with. It could be physical pain. It could be emotional pain. But whatever it is, when I sit with it in this particular kind of way, with whole body awareness, the quality of my suffering is always changed by my being with it in this way.
Mm-hmm.
And I can give you a concrete example of this.
That would be beautiful, yeah.
Yeah. A couple of years ago, I broke my kneecap. And it was a very neat break. I broke it in two. On the vertical plane, and you know, being in my 50s, one would expect that from an injury like that, that the recovery would be, let's say, not the same kind of recovery as if I'd broken it in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought this practice of whole body focusing to really intense knee pain when I first broke it. So this would be my experience. I'm in my full leg cast, particularly the first weeks, and my knee is suffering. And so I bring my whole body awareness. I become aware of the whole body from head to toe, supported by the ground, also supported by the space of my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I invite my knee, my awareness of my knee, to feel my awareness of the whole body. And I call that the functioning whole.
Mm-hmm.
And when my acutely sore knee would feel the awareness of my whole body, it would soften. Its experience of itself as being painful would be transformed very quickly.
Mm.
So this is a very direct experience. I could give you many examples of this.
Well, I would like to stay with this a little bit more. It felt very beautiful.
Yeah.
And so, again, delicately and precisely described. So, in a way, what I'd like to do is to voice what's not part of what you said, that, you know, my own experience, and I think many of us in the face of pain, the instinctive reaction or the thing that takes over in that moment is wanting to not feel.
Yeah.
And what you're describing is actually a way of feeling, but a way of feeling that is not about avoiding the pain in the knee, but actually, if I understood you correctly, of surrounding it by inviting the knee to feel the awareness of the whole body, which seems, you know, created a container for the feeling about the knee.
Well, it's very beautiful how well you're listening to me.
Mm.
That's exactly true. In my experience, I can be with, and I know I can do it quickly without avoiding the pain. However acute my suffering is, as soon as I invite my whole body awareness and grounded presence to be there, to observe and relate to feeling with whatever it is I'm suffering, then the nature of that suffering is transformed very, very quickly. And I'm just observing this. I don't do anything other than choosing to be aware of myself in a whole body way, connected mm-hmm. with the environment. And somehow, this relationship between the part of me that's suffering, say my knee again, my knee, which is alive and has lots of wisdom in it about being a knee, it knows how to be a knee, and my whole body, it's evolved over millions of years, it knows how to be a living body, and the two of them, they know how to relate to each other in such a way that brings more aliveness and more wholeness. It's as though my sore knee, it wants to return to the community of feeling whole and well, and it knows how to do that. And so I need to not interfere with that and simply invite that to happen. So I'm simply observing in a neutral kind of way, and that's really the important point that I make with myself and my students, that there's this space for me to be, simply be with.
Right.
As I observe my body feeling itself, as I observe these parts of me feeling themselves, and I watch as life moves through these parts that are suffering, and this seems to bring more life, more wholeness, and more balance.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how this works. I just observe it, Serge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's very mysterious to me, and I'm very grateful that it happens in this way.
Yeah. And so there is, you know, it's not that you know how, what makes the roadmap, but you know there is a roadmap. You have observed that roadmap, and you were saying that, you know, it wants to, that part, the knee, wants to return to the community. So there is a sense of, you know, there is a community, and the part is not going to be alone, and something's going to be happening when it is in community, and when you don't create something that gets in the way of it being part of that community.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this very subtle aspect of how this does unfold, that what's needed for it to unfold in this way, for these parts that are alive to find their own right way to be with the whole, is they need my awareness of them in this particular kind of way so that they can become aware of themselves. This is the aspect of whole body focusing that has really struck, has certainly struck me, and has definitely struck Kevin and I in our exchanges together, that the body needs our awareness of it in this way for it to become aware of itself. And so it's as though I'm being aware of my body's awareness of itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is what has to happen for the change, the transformation, for the healing to occur.
Yeah, so you are being aware of your body's awareness of itself.
Yes, exactly. This seems to create a container. A subtle container for more life to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And life knows how to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know how it does, but it knows.
Yeah.
And, this is the mysterious aspect of this work.
Mm-hmm.
Life knows how to happen. It knows. I don't need to know.
Yeah. So, maybe, how is it, what kind of thing helps people, clients, students, who are somewhat familiar with focusing, make the transition from just focusing in, say, the way most people do, to getting to that whole body focusing practice of, you know, awareness of the body's awareness of itself?
Yeah, that's a wonderful question. So I can speak to how I do it, myself. I use the practice of Qigong with my clients and with my students, which is a subtle body practice, which essentially gives the student an awareness of being in a whole living body in a grounded way. And the reason for doing this, and the reason why I always introduce this particular form of Qigong that I teach, is because the first hurdle, the first difficulty in coming to connecting with the living body, with the whole body, is getting through the conditioned stress responses that are always in place.
Uh-huh.
And so the organism is always in this default mode of very unconsciously tracking the environment, making sure things are safe,
uh-huh.
tracking inwardly, making sure, okay, I know what I'm doing here. And these things are happening outside of our awareness. So I call that reversing the human stress response,
uh-huh.
which is mostly always online, particularly in our Western society. And this human stress response is outside of our awareness. And getting for me, I want to get the student to reversing the stress response and having their own experience of the relaxation response, being in grounded presence.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And so we do that with very simple, subtle body movements that bring the student again and again to this experience of being connected with the ground and with the environment in a whole body way. And so, you know, this might look like the breath deepening, the belly getting softer, the physically able to see their body in space with eyes open. They're able to actually settle into the support of the ground where they're standing. It's a standing
mm-hmm.
practice. And then when they come to sitting and doing a round of whole body focusing, they know what it then feels like to come to grounded presence. And they do that in a very ordinary way by connecting sitting bones to the chair, feet to the floor, and then their awareness of the environment. So it's as though this preliminary process of anchoring the subtle awareness in the physical body itself takes some practice. And so that's how I bring my clients in.
So we really are not talking about a fix, or even not in a disparaging way, but say the way medicine deals with a problem by having a pill or a surgery or something of that nature. But we're talking about a practice that is about experiencing a different way of being.
Yeah. I love that. It's really about experiencing a different way of being, and in grounded presence, we connect with something I'm calling all the time connecting with the ground of being.
Uh-huh.
That there's a beingness, inside my living body, and a beingness that I experience inside my living body when I connect to the environment from whole body awareness that connects me to an even bigger field of beingness.
Uh-huh.
And when I connect to this bigger field of beingness in my living body and in the environment, then something happens there. More possibilities present themselves to me about how to be with a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And more possibilities present themselves to me, more information about, well, just about anything I place my awareness on.
Mm-hmm.
It's as though there's an underlying field of being, an underlying ground of being that's very subtle,
mm-hmm.
and underlies as well the physical, including bodies and trees and plants and the earth, that's alive. And we can connect to that aliveness through the aliveness of the body.
Yeah. So that's where you have that experience of that that aliveness or that presence, that being.
Yeah, it's that being is alive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, as we're approaching the end of the conversation, wanted to check if there is something you would want to say to, you know, to conclude.
I'm just checking in here. Something very simple is coming to me to say. As I'm with this conversation, and I really appreciate your listening and the skillful way that you've invited me to go a little deeper and say a bit more. And what comes for me to say is this practice of whole body focusing from grounded presence is simply a tool for a skillful tool to connect with more life,
mm-hmm.
more aliveness, and in a simple, direct way, I would say that's what it is I'm inviting my clients and my students to do.
Mm-hmm.
With whole body focusing, we're simply connecting with more life, and that more life knows the direction to move me forward in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thanks, Karen. This is part of the Focusing Conversations series of the Focusing Institute, hosted by Serge Prangle. All contents are protected by copyright. You can find other such conversations on our website at focusing.org/conversations.